This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You know, some of the stuff, when you're talking about building iman, it actually requires like a resolution on the part of the person. Like, you can hear the most beneficial knowledge in the world, and you can say in your mind, oh yeah, I'm going to be that person. But it takes being resolute and saying, you know what? Okay, what does this imply for me? And I think that one of the inconvenient facts that we have to come to terms with is that if you're not feeling the climb, then perhaps you're not reading right. In the sense that if you've reached a position, if Allah blessed you to reach a certain position and you got comfortable there, then that's a problem. What happens to the physically fit person when they stop working out and stop setting new goals for themselves? All of their gains are eventually lost, right? And in fact, it can be even harder to get there afterwards. And so spiritually speaking, discomforting oneself in order to make the next gain, what does that look like? What it looks like, frankly, first and foremost, is with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing where the downstream flow feels more natural than when everything else around me tends to be trending in that direction. So if you start with the sins, everyone in my space does the exact same thing. I read that the Quran and the Sunnah find this to be blameworthy. Yeah, but everybody I know acts this way, does this. So I feel no urgency to challenge what seems to be a collective downward, you know, stream. So that's why, subhanAllah, when we talk about those that embrace Islam, and subhanAllah, I'm always stunned. Like, some of the text messages that I got today were just, I mean, about someone that was finding difficulty in his fasting because of the challenges of the family. Like, I think to myself, subhanAllah, you have people that embrace Islam and that in a moment become ghurabat, they become strangers to their own families. They face every single obstacle, but because they're in a mindset of overcoming obstacle, they're just climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. And you have people that grow up in pretty comfortable surroundings, right? Grow up amongst Muslims and stuff like that, but they're not willing to challenge a single cultural practice or family practice or societal practice or what's within their friend circle. They naturally submit themselves because it's a very comfortable place. Again, I think that's what the power of what Ibn Jalil rahimahullah is saying here is that it's comfortable. It's comfortable, right? Like, you're just flowing, you know? And so I have to actually feel some friction to make the next gain in my religion. That means that in a culture where things become more complacent, where people are less willing to advise each other or receive advice, because no one even wants to talk. I mean, I'm guilty of that, right? I mean, all of us, right, to an extent. It's like, we don't want to give nasiha or receive nasiha sometimes. Like, well, you don't want to offend this person, so don't give them advice about something they could be doing better. Maybe you don't want to receive the advice. You know, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, people said to him, aren't you going to give us nasiha? He says, is there anyone left that wants nasiha? Like, I mean, every time he gave nasiha, people got mad at him. So he just said, I'm going to stop giving nasiha then, right? Like, what's the point of giving advice to people? So when you find people are less willing to give you nasiha, and trends tend to be going in a certain way, and you're flowing in that way, what does that mean? Like, you got to sit there and challenge yourself, like, am I living the most compliant lifestyle? Because the Quran and Sunnah are very tangible. The reward is not yet tangible. But the guidance is, right, as far as the guidelines, am I living the most compliant lifestyle to the Quran and Sunnah? That's one. And then when it comes to good deeds, never become complacent. I can read more, I can pray more, I can do more, I can volunteer more. And that is, subhanAllah, the mindset, and I'll end with this. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, I think what makes him so powerful is such a vulnerable writer. He gets so mad when people praise him. He'll actually sometimes write entire pages like someone praised him to his face and he went home and wrote this letter to his soul. Right? About like, wait a minute, look, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You can pray this much, you can pray more. You can be this, your sincerity can erode. I need to feel friction but also keep perspective so that that's where the targhib, the hope comes. That I never lose sight of the fact that it's Allah's mercy that's going to get me to the next step. But I need to try to take the next step.
JazakAllah khair.